Try this on for sound, self-driving luggage. Want to hear more about it? I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You're listening to Talking Tech. I'm at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, where workers are putting the finishing touches on those big, beautiful booths. That's why you're hearing hammering and sawing in the background. The show officially opens up on Tuesday. Thousands of new tech products are being introduced, everything from beautiful TVs and smart glasses to the wild and wacky. For those of us who hate dragging around luggage as we go to the airport, what if we could ask the suitcases to just follow us around instead? That's the idea behind the CX1 line of luggage from Chinese company ForwardX. The bags feature gesture control sensors and a maximum speed of 7 miles per hour. No pricing has been announced for the bags, although the company says they will be competitive, and the bags are expected to go on sale in August. Now, watching the bags roll around the trade show floor, we had to wonder, what if a family of five each had their own bag? Wouldn't there be chaos? What if we entered an airport where everyone had their own set of self-driving bags? Would cops have to curb speed limits? And what about us walkers who are in a rush at the airport and dodge slow people and folks driving around in carts? Now we have to dodge the bags too? Yep, it could be a real problem.
Actually, my wife, who have two kids, sometimes she travels with two kids, luggage, and other stuff. It's kind of chaos. But if a suitcase can follow you like a kind of a puppy or helper, that helps.
But as an example of state-of-the-art technology being used in new and useful ways, let's face it, self-driving luggage. Now that's cool. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech. All week long, I'll be filling you in on fun new stuff from the Consumer Electronics Show. So stick with Talking Tech and USA Today for the latest. Don't forget to subscribe to Talking Tech on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. And as always, please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts to help more people find the show. Thanks, everyone, for listening.